Hard Knocks music?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Let's do some slow-mo stuff. Slow-mo. Got a lot of slow-mo coming.
We should do everything.
Yeah. About 10 minutes away from Sean McDermott's opening presser from St. John Fisher, we will bring you that live. Also, a programming note today, Brandon Bean to speak about noon. We'll carry Brandon Bean's press conference live at noon, and that'll roll right into One Bills Live. No Sabres Live today, so Brandon Bean at noon. Coverage of Bills training camp is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. And driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Announcement for thing if you want to keep up to date on camp. I've got a text club, insider club. I'm starting to get ready to recap what McDermott had to say and send it out. So it's kind of like breaking sports text if you want to do that. It's a subtext is what it's called. It's called the 30 Club. So it's joinsubtext.com/the30club. And I'll send updates from camp and throughout the season and all that stuff. I've been doing it for about 2 years, and it's kind of fun. So you can text me directly, ask questions, get updates, commentary news. That's subtext, joinsubtext.com/the30club. I'll have Owen throw up the link in the chat and get signed up for a trial. If you like it, if nothing else, will get you, some camp updates. What's the first question to McDermott?
Don't they always ask him about what's the ice cream place that he goes to and likes here?
The Pittsburgh
locally.
Dairy?
Could Hard Knocks be the first question?
Maybe.
About Hard Knocks, their presence, which I haven't seen yet, by the way. Seen them anywhere?
There are crew members wearing shirts. It's a blue it's a blue shirt, and it says Hard Knocks crew on it.
Got it.
So All you'll right. be able to identify them.
The first question is going to be about wide receiver. Joey Bosa status, maybe? What's going on? Why is Dawson Knox and Spencer Brown finding themselves on list? Because we know
those are much more pressing than Bosa, Bosa's not even on a list.
That's right. Because we know those two are on, so Knox, the non-football injury list, and then Brown, the pup list. But I don't think we know why. Right? They showed up there on the transaction wire.
Yep.
I don't think anybody knows what the injuries are to either one of them. So that what I imagine would be where it gets started for McDermott today.
So about 7 minutes away from that, if you want to give us a ring, we'll get a call in, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. James Cook to the locker room at Fisher. That just means, I think he left his dorm room and is going to get his pads on.
He didn't go. He wasn't, on the field
when
he went to the locker room. Because when you say to the locker room,
that's right.
I think that usually implies a player got injured.
Yeah.
He did not.
So he is on his way to presumably put a uniform on.
He's holding cleats, it looks like. No, those aren't cleats.
All right.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, he's wearing cleats.
Let's go to Gene Steratore. Gene, do these shoes have long enough spikes to be considered cleats? No.
Turf shoes.
What
maybe.
Is Gene Steratore doing today? Is he at a camp?
He's repping something.
Are they practicing reviews right now? Is he off with Drew Brees, who I think is getting back in the booth?
I imagine Gene Steratore just wanders around the park looking for pickup sports games to officiate.
Right.
That's what he does in his off time.
Yeah.
He's got a good gig, right? Like John Perry works for the Bills now, right? Former NFL official. He's got a gig with the Bills. I was going to say, Gene Steratore, if he really wanted to, he could probably work for a team as, an officiating consultant or something, but I'm sure he has a pretty solid gig. He's on CBS all the time. I'm sure he's getting paid.
Camp memories. We're burning a couple minutes here before Sean McDermott begins. You know what I just realized was last year's camp memory for me, or one of them, among, the others? Last year is when I came to find out that a large section of society did not know people put mustard on turkey subs.
Right.
We got subs, and I got mustard, and so, who does that? There's a subset of society that did not know people put mustard on subs. I learned that last year.
Right, which blew my mind.
9-2?
Blew my mind. Where did we end up on that? Then most people, though,
it wasn't even that people – Oh,
it's that it's not offered, right? People, there are a lot of sub shops that don't even offer it.
Most around here do. There were people that legitimately, had never considered it as a possibility.
No, not at all. Whereas for me, it's like that would be the go-to or like the standard.
Yeah.
Like mustard.
It's mayo and mustard. That's mayo, mustard, oil. That's consistently, that's how this works.
Right.
Anyway, so that was last year.
If you are wondering about who's going to be on the field first, I don't know if he's out there, but I've got video. It must have just been happening behind us. Backup center Jacob Bayer is signing autographs, like in the line in front of the tunnel.
Shoot your shot.
I don't know if I see him right behind me, though. So maybe Jacob Bayer might be the first guy out there right now. I don't know if he actually went out on the field, though.
An update on Terry McLaurin. While we learned that Trey Hendrickson drove to Florida,
yep.
Terry McLaurin went to yoga this morning in Virginia. So
okay.
He did not drive 12 hours or leave town. He went to a yoga class.
He's nearby.
Yeah.
That one is more confusing to me than Hendrickson by a lot. Hendrickson makes sense. It's the Bengals being the Bengals, right?
Yes.
Like this is what they do.
Yes.
They get into stuff like this. Terry McLaurin is on a team with a new owner. That's fun and exciting
successful.
And trying to, you know, successful, trying to put money into the team. And he's on a team with a brilliant young quarterback. He was by far the best weapon for that young quarterback last year. They don't really have a ton behind him. I guess they have Debo, but he's aged. What gives? Like, what is the reason that's not done? Because it feels like that one felt like that should have been easy.
Easy. You've got your quarterback on the rookie deal. Like, that's the time to do it.
Right.
It is easy.
And, okay, he's not there. We talked about this last week. Like, he's 30. That could be the reason.
All right.
But it's very strange to me that contract is not done. But maybe him being in Virginia is, you know, a little bit more – he'd have a little bit more confidence maybe than Hendrickson.
Yeah.
That a deal's going to get done.
Sun is shining. Not a cloud in the sky. Perfect, like ideal conditions here at Fisher. It's going to get warm this week. There's no doubt about that. It's going to get
hot. Yeah, tomorrow
is the big one.
Maybe they even move practice up a little bit. I don't know if they can do that because of tickets and stuff.
The high today is 87, but that's well after practice. Like today's practice will be over. It'll be 80 degrees. And tomorrow, by the time they finish out practice tomorrow, we're looking at 87, 86. So I don't know how much earlier you can go. The heat index, it doesn't actually creep up into the 90s until after practice. So
okay.
My guess is they'll stay on schedule. And then there's Friday, which also stays below maybe thunderstorm. So it's going to be hot. I'm sure they'll manage it, but the morning practice is going to help that situation. So, well, of course, keep an eye on it. Rochester warmer than Buffalo this week, but Buffalo's going to get hot. Like heat index tomorrow, 4
yep.
o'clock, I saw in the 90s. And,
We got one question a little bit earlier. So if the Bills are introducing red helmets, what does that leave Josh Allen to be able to wear at the return of the blue and red in a week or two?
Buffalo plaid.
He's
got a Buffalo plaid helmet.
He's not wearing Buffalo plaid.
You know what he should come out in? A red helmet that has two beer cans on it with the straws.
Uh-huh.
Beer helmet. No beer helmet? Okay. How about
Zubez helmet? Hasn't been tried yet. Has he worn a helmet with his new – well, I shouldn't say new. He drew the logo when he was a rookie.
Oh,
the drawing.
The potato.
That he's now selling
at
New
that
Era.
That is 100% the helmet he should wear. Yes.
That helmet with the potato
the
Bills.
Potato Buffalo.
Doodle logo on it. Yeah. That's an option. Every other color they've really – it would be a cool way to introduce the Rivalry Series helmet.
It certainly would.
If he comes out in a chrome helmet. That'd be awesome.
I know I'm getting my hopes up too high for this Rivalry Series uniform.
I am too, a little bit.
I'm probably going too high.
We haven't had – when's the last time we had a brand new Bills uniform introduced? Like something that they had never worn before or nothing even close to.
We haven't had a brand new thing since the Sabres came out with the two-sided Steve Ott jersey. You know?
Uh-huh. Nope. The 50th anniversary jersey.
All right, but that's –
it's a gold logo.
Sure.
You're right. Like, totally different.
Yeah, this is totally different.
You had the slug, but for the Bills, it's 2000, isn't it? It's the drought uniforms.
It's Bledsoe. It's going to the stadium to see them reveal that, yeah.
Like, that's the last time they've done something that was just brand new. They did introduce a red uniform along the way.
Yeah, that's right.
The red.
The color rush.
Which I don't believe they're wearing this year.
I don't know.
I don't know if there's any games left over.
The one thing about the Bills rivalry uniform, whenever it comes out, is it's one of 8 uniforms that come out when that happens. So we get 8 different. I mean, it's going to be like a moment in the NBA where there's a city jersey or the baseball City Connect. 8 teams rolling out fully new sets. I think it's good for the NFL. Clearly, they're loosening up. They've loosened up over the last couple of years. Waiting on Sean McDermott, eager for the updates on Spencer Brown, who's on PUP. That doesn't have to be a big deal. Maybe just waited to take his physical. Dawson Knox on the non-football injured list. That, we don't know how big a deal to make of that. So potentially some answers coming our way from the Bills head coach once we get started. And again, at noon today, we'll have Brandon Bean. We'll carry that live for you. And no Sabres live today, so Brandon Bean, and then right into One Bills Live, which will broadcast. They're starting to get ready here. They broadcast from about 14 yards away from where we do, right here inside this pavilion. Chris Godwin had another minor ankle procedure this spring.
Yeah.
The fantasy community is freaking out about that and really boosting Emeka Egbuka because of that.
Yeah.
If Godwin, who had been banged up a couple years, he's awesome when he's healthy.
Gross injury last year. Like,
yep.
His ankle turned the wrong way. It was dislocated.
Yep.
The other thing is New England ends up being paid off on being told no. The Patriots in the offseason, their plan A was Godwin.
Yep.
They tried hard. Remember, there was a story they offered him, what was it, $20 million more total than Tampa was willing to offer him. And he said no, he didn't want to leave Tampa. He wanted to stay there for maybe the rest of his career. And then they end up going and pivoting to Diggs and paying him more than anybody else was willing to. And how has that gone? So far, Godwin has had maybe a setback here. And Diggs might be as ahead of schedule on an ACL injury as I've ever seen anybody.
So it's a quick turnaround. Some guys have
quick turnarounds.
He
was injured in October.
Wasn't Godwin?
And he's already ready?
Wasn't it Godwin who had a quick turnaround off an ACL, too?
That's true, actually. Yeah, the first time.
Yeah.
Tre'Davious White had one the same time.
Because when we were tracking Tre White, everybody seemed to go faster than Trey. Trey was here at camp. We wondered when we'd see him. He's another guy out there to watch today. Here's Khalil Shakir out here. Little warm-ups. All right. We've got our players doing the resistance bands.
Yeah.
I believe, Joe, these are sometimes referred to as monster walks, although not all the way down on the crouch.
You ever
do monster walks?
No.
Monster walks, you put a resistance band around your knees and then squat down low and, like, walk slowly like you're like a dinosaur, kind of like a monster.
Okay.
Good strengthening, all that good stuff. So I see Shakir out here. I'm going to stand up.
Is there anything we're watching for, watching guys walk out? Like, can we tell if Kincaid is bigger by him just walking down behind us?
Good question.
Onto the field?
I'm going to go with no.
No?
No. Hopefully no. If you see him too big, you're going to get worried. You're going to want him. And that's one of the things that he spoke about with Tyler Dunn, that they want him to increase his play strength, but in doing so, not lose the fluidity, the things that he can actually use in the passing game.
Right. So they don't want him coming out here looking like The Rock.
Right.
He's got to be able to move his biceps a little bit.
We have a request in the chat to flip the camera around. I don't think we're actually – I think that is expressly prohibited. Like, hey.
What do you mean?
Anybody warming up
live
streams?
I don't believe we are allowed to do that.
We're not going
to
– I don't want to get busted.
We're not allowed to for practice especially.
And I just err on the side of you're not missing much. You're seeing –
Zach Davidson's now out here doing warm-ups, too. He's stretching. You're missing Zach Davidson stretching.
It's players walking around.
Yeah, pretty.
Really.
That is like 70% of it.
It's slowly. All right,
players walking around.
We've got some Guardian helmets. I see players out to the field. There goes Daquan Hardy. All right, it's a who's who. Actually, you know what? Joe, if you turned your camera a little bit, we could, like, watch people walk by. Because they do walk. If you just move a little to your right.
Stretch my left arm out here a little bit.
I'm just saying, like, we could see.
Yep.
It's like the blue and red carpet. There should be a carpet out here. Look at the sun's coming in.
48.
Sunburst kind of situation on this.
Number 48 walking by. Go ahead. Tell me who's number 48.
Get your roster.
I got to get these depth guys.
Ulofosio.
Huh?
It's Ulofosio.
Eddie Ulofosio?
I knew that. I didn't look at the back of his jersey. I just knew that. Ulofosio.
You knew his number?
Of course.
Off the top
Everybody
of your
knows
head?
Eddie Ulofosio. Sean McDermott.
He is number 48.
I read on the back of his jersey. Here comes a red jersey. There's Mitch Trubisky. All right.
Getting ready for the quarterback.
He's in the competition, right? He's in the competition.
Do we care about that one? Do we care who wins the backup quarterback job?
I think it's totally fine for it to just be whoever Josh needs in the room.
Yep.
It's not like you're a team that's trying to win a wild card spot and you need somebody accomplished, blah, 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 in case the starter goes down. Who does Josh need? Who makes Josh the best version of himself? So, yeah, that's what I would do. I'd land on that.
Well, they gave Mike White guaranteed money, implying that he would be on the team. They did that. Didn't they do that at the very end of last season also? Like, it was a very oddly timed contract, if I remember right, with the Bills. They signed him on, let's see here, January 3rd. Season wasn't over. Regular season wasn't
over. Mike White?
They signed Mike White on January 3rd. So it kind of implies a little bit that maybe they planned on him being on the roster this season.
Yeah.
The game guaranteed money. A little, very small amount, but still.
Here's Khalil Shakir signing some autographs. I've moved my camera, so maybe we can see people walking by. I also will tell you, you see a trash can behind Joe and I here in our setup. And I did say to Joe, should we put a Chiefs logo on that?
No, that's not what you said.
It was what I audibled to.
You audibled to that.
What did I say first?
You said we should put Mahomes on it.
Well, I'm what do you want from
me? You said we should put Patrick Mahomes' face on that garbage can.
I was looking more at the full body, like with the 15
on
it.
Do you remember what the Chief didn't the Chiefs claim they won a Super Bowl because the Raiders put his face on Kermit the Frog?
Yeah.
They claimed that. I don't want to play in the bulletin board material waters. I'm done.
I do want to play in the bulletin board material waters because that's all nonsense.
It is all nonsense, but they treat it like it's not nonsense. It would never make it back to right. Patrick Mahomes.
I moved my camera around trying to beat the sun glare, but I can't. I know the people want
no,
– Joe, the people want to see me.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
It does make you look
heavenly?
Holy right now. Yeah, yes. Heavenly.
This is me ascending as the Bills win the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
803-0550, 1-888-552-550. It is real that an NFL team claimed that a Kermit hung in effigy motivated them.
And that
that's a real thing that happened.
Yeah, no one believed in us because of that. Travis Kelce got on a podium 2 years ago and said no one believed in us. It's one of the most offensive things I've ever heard.
Sean McDermott's opening press conference.
It's modern technology, man. It's awesome. I love it. Renaissance, man. Welcome back. Good to be here this morning. Welcome to training camp, 2025 version. Hope everyone had a great summer. Your families are doing well. It's good to be back. Good to be back here in Rochester and in Pittsburgh in particular, where our fan base is as fanatical as anywhere. Certainly appreciate the staff here. They're, making amends, accommodations for us. It's one of the best places, I believe, the best place in the NFL for training camp. I really believe that. It's a great place to come to visit, to get the work in that we need to get in. The staff is very welcoming. Can't thank them enough, led by President Rooney. The Bills staff as well for helping us get moved here on time and ready to go this morning for practice. Look forward to seeing our fans out here. They travel from all over, and they make the environment that it is, and it's special. So we wouldn't have it any other way. Got a couple of quick heads ups for you in terms of injuries as we head into this morning's practice. These four will not practice. Dawson Knox with a hamstring, Sed Van Pran has a calf, Spencer Brown with his back, and then LaVisca Chenault with a lower leg strain. So I'm not going to get into timetables, don't really know too much in that area right now. We'll find out a little bit more as we go one day at a time with those four.
John, can you? Spencer wasn't working back in the mini camp either. So is the back injury something that's been lingering for a little while here?
Well, you know, he had some back injuries in his history to this point. I think really it's just a little bit of a flare up right now, and we got to get it calmed down. That's the information I'm getting, and you know how backs are. I mean, most of us have had back issues in our lives, and they can be pretty sensitive at times. So just getting it in the right spot so we can get calmed down and he can push forward here.
What's your reaction to James Cook being here? Do you expect him to participate?
I do. Yeah. Couldn't be more pleased with James and him being here on time and ready to go. I had a chance to meet him, greet him yesterday and shake his hand, look him in the eye, and he's ready to go.
John, Joey Bosa is not on that list. Obviously that's a good sign. Where do you see him, and how anxious are you to kind of fully get him going now?
Well, we had a number of guys that spent quite a bit of time following the OTA and minicamp period in the spring, getting themselves healthy, right? Spending extra time in Buffalo, staying there until they felt healthy enough to leave and then go train on their own, Joey being one of them. So, again, couldn't be more happy with the work that he's put in to come back healthy and ready to go. And we'll have a rep plan for him and a way to manage things to the best of our ability to try and keep him as healthy as possible, and we look forward to watching him out there this morning at practice.
Sean, how do you handle the? I mean, we can see it here already with NFL films here, the Hard Knocks shirts and stuff like that. Now that it's here, how do you handle the extra scrutiny and the chance to expose some blessings and perhaps some warts? You know, over these next 3 weeks.
Like my bald head, you mean? I think people know that already, John. It's what happens when you've had success. People want to kind of see what's behind the curtain a little bit. The important thing for us is that we can, while we're here, and you know this, you've been with us, is build that connection and build that trust that is so important to building the chemistry that we need. And we have about 2.5 weeks here, and then another three and a half weeks, you know, at home in that period of training camp. And it's critical that we build a strong foundation. You know, we have nothing to hide. We are who we are. I think the cool part about this is, you know, people see us on Sunday. They see us on game day. Now they get a chance to see that what we do on Sunday is exactly what we do Monday through Saturday. And I think that's the cool piece about it. The increased noise, if you will, is maybe in some ways good practice for us to really hone in and focus and get our focus where it needs to be.
Hey, Sean, you have Hoyt and Larry O with the suspensions. How do you think you'll manage them?
This noise, if you will, is maybe in some ways good practice for us to really hone in and focus and get our focus where it needs to be.
Hey, Sean, you have Hoyt and Larry O suspensions. How do you think you'll manage them? You know, you got to keep them ready, but also get ready for
the point. Yeah, no, something we'll have to manage. To your point, it's going to be, day-to-day type of deal. Managing that, because there's probably going to be some bumps and bruises that come up along the way. In particular, that position. It's one of the, you know, interior line positions, and. You know, so we're just going to have to stay on top of it. If healthy enough, we'll be able to execute the plan that we have at the right time. If we're not healthy enough at the position, we'll have to adjust. So, I mean, I think the key here is we're going to be challenged depth-wise early in the season because of that at this point alone. And, you know, we got to get our young guys ready to go, and we got to get them settled in as quickly as possible here.
Sean, had messages to the team, like in some years, playoff caliber or whatever it is. Do you have an overreaching or overriding message to them? Like if you talked to them last night for what this camp is like, you've had all the success, it's been as close as you've been. Do you have that message?
We do. I won't go into detail really on it, Mike. I think the biggest thing is that we're here to work, and we got to take it one day at a time. You know, our culture model is our culture model. The phrases, the messaging we use. I'm not a big believer in a ton of them because they become empty slogans. I'm not into that. I'm into consistency and things that we fully believe in and can execute on a consistent basis. Because if you do that, If you do that, it allows the players to know what's expected and kind of gives them their direction. And with that, you know, with great clarity comes the ability to go let it rip on the field. And I think that's a big piece of, to your point, of establishing that here, because, you know, let's say a third roughly every year this year, probably maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, is our new players that are new to the Buffalo Bills and how we do things.
Sean, what do you want to see from Max Kirsten at training camp? I know I got banged up a little bit at training camp, but what do you want to see specifically from him?
Well, starting this morning, all of us, all of our players, coaches included, that we come out, we're not going to dip our toe in, we're ready to go and compete at a high level. And so, you know, with the injury that he suffered, he lost some time on the field, some reps, valuable reps, and he was another one that stayed around Buffalo for the majority of the time and got himself ready to go for this morning. So we'll be smart with him as he gets started here because of the hamstring. But the biggest thing is that he gets going and gets settled into the defensive system and plays fast. I mean, there's going to be some mistakes. These are young players, and that's an important piece of it. You can't be going out there afraid to make a mistake. You got to go for it, and we'll make the corrections, in the meeting after.
Another guy not on the pup list is Cole Bishop. He did miss some time in the spring. What have you seen from him, health-wise and football-wise?
Same. I guess I'm going to press play again on this. It's he stayed in Buffalo for the majority of the time, got himself healthy, and looks ready to go. I mean, he knows the challenge that's in front of him. He's expected to step in and do a great job for us. And Cole's a great young man, very conscientious, works extremely hard. I think now it's about getting on the field and getting reps and learning through those reps.
You mentioned that your depth on the D-line will be challenged early in the season. How does that impact how you handle those rookies in terms of their reps and the situations you put them in throughout camp?
Well, it's important. You know, I mentioned to him last night, it's we're here to work. We're here to keep the main thing the main thing. That was said to the whole team, in particular the rookies. Listen, there's nerves. These are pro football players. But I can tell you there's nerves. There's some anxiousness in that meeting this morning. And then when they take that field, the biggest thing they got to know is they have what it takes. If you don't believe that, it's never going to work. And so that belief in oneself, that knowing that you have what it takes is the start, and you got to be consistent with it. And so we as coaches have to help in that regard. And, yes, bringing them on, onboarding them the right way, it's not going to be easy. It's a combination of love and truth. But the sooner they get comfortable, the sooner we see them become the best versions of themselves, and the sooner they add to our football team.
Deion Walker, is he limited at all?
You asked about Deion. Deion is not limited. He is off the rep management that he was on in the spring. He feels great. The back is the back. From what I'm told, it's when you hit in particular, it's going to take some impact there. So we'll see how he and we can manage that as we move forward through those days.
Sean, you obviously had a very successful offense last year. You added a couple of veteran receivers and Palmer and Moore. Can you talk about the skill sets and the things, the dimensions you think they might add to your offense this year?
Well, you mentioned Palmer and Elijah. I mean, those are two good players, quality players that have been around the league a little bit, and it's funny. Sometimes guys catch fire when they come here, and I'm looking forward to watching those two play real football now, not what was happening in the spring. They're two quality young men, and I think they're going to be really good players for us, really good for our culture. They each bring a little bit of a different personality to the team, to the table, and the mix, and that's good for us as well.
Say two more, please.
Hey, Sean, a little off topic. Our meeting for 100 next couple weeks. He said that you don't need his advice.
I'll take any advice he wants to give.
How much have you appreciated his counsel through the years?
That's been huge. He's a legend in the NFL overall, number one, but in particular. And in particular in Buffalo. And he has sat in the chair that I currently sit in, and I respect that a great deal. And it's real easy for a coach that has done and accomplished what he has to not want somebody else to challenge that, right? And to not help them. But he's been more than helpful, more than welcoming to me and my family. It's been great to to get around him and his family. And, you know, it's one of the great, to me, honors of coaching for the Buffalo Bills is to follow a coach like Marv Levy.
Everybody good?
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Couple of news items there on the injuries that Dawson Knox and Cedric Van Pran Granger and Spencer Brown and one more was going to miss practice today. I thought I missed the fourth one. But for Spencer Brown, back?
It's not Deion Walker.
No.
Deion Walker is not on a rep plan anymore. They okay. said, McDermott said that.
I thought that was Deion Dawkins he was talking about there. Deion Dawkins with the back. That was
Deion, I think Walker.
Okay.
Because he...
Laviska Shenault still in the not practicing. You, thank you. Trying to keep all these notes together and transcribe as we go. So no Shenault. He's got a leg injury. And with Spencer Brown, they got to get the back calmed down.
Yep.
Okay. Got to get the back calmed down. So that's something to watch. And with Dawson Knox, I think he said hamstring for him.
Yes. Or was it calf? No, I think you've got it.
Okay. All right. We'll get all that.
Yeah, Dawson Knox hamstring. And Brown back, Van Pran Granger calf, and then Shenault lower leg strain.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And James Cook's here and ready to go.
James Cook.
And going to practice.
Yes.
Or at least Sean said that's the expectation.
If you're watching us on the YouTube feed, I am on the sun.
Yeah.
You are.
I'm running from the sun.
Yeah. All right. We're going to break in because we are.
You've accepted to face the sun face on.
The reason I did
he turned
this.
Around, he turned around on the table.
I did that so I could see my computer screen. Because where you.
Right.
If the sun's. I couldn't see anything. I'm trying to do what I can here. So, all right. Yeah. What? Break. Thank you. Sorry.
Break.
Head spinning here. Break time, and we'll be headed out to the first practice. Saw Joe Brady go through. Saw Alec Anderson go through. Has QB1 gone through? I don't feel like I've heard.
I saw a video of him walking through,
okay, we
but
break.
I
we
thought for sure that I would have heard him. I would have heard the roar.
I didn't think
background.
I heard the pop. There's Elijah Moore. All right, break time. Back in a moment here from Fisher. Okay, no Dawson Knox, Cedric Van Pran Granger, Spencer Brown, or Laviska Shenault today. We know that. Sean McDermott praised Joey Bosa and his work to get healthy for this practice, which he is. Cole Bishop and Max Hairston stayed in Buffalo as well. Hairston picked up a ding during OTAs, and Deion Walker a full go moving forward. No rep management. So it's funny, like what we do with injuries. Injuries are often excuses or reasons. It's something Mike Catalano talked with us here. Like, is it an excuse or is it a reason? It can be a little bit of both. Walker, he's the fourth round pick who is supposed to have dropped because of a back issue.
Yeah.
Well, full go, no rep management. So I feel like back things can always pop back up. We're seeing that maybe with Spencer Brown, who's a back flare up. They have to get calmed down. So no Spencer Brown for that. So, you know, Deion Walker at least comes in healthy.
Which is good. He's probably going to have to play right away.
Maybe.
Larry Ogunjobi out.
Yeah, he'll get a look.
Him, Dwayne Carter, they'll probably compete for reps. Dwayne Carter, who came in a Bills truck yesterday, by the way.
Yep. Very good. All right, 803-0550. Training camp coverage continues here from St. John Fisher to the Extra Point Show with Sal on the field, giving the best he can. If you're on the feed, obviously you see the sun peaks between the pavilion and the stadium at about 9:15. And it gets a lot tougher in here as I'm, like, crouching over my screen to read. That's fine. We're joining us. You can just listen on the radio, however you want. We'll get Extendo Sports in, then off to the Extra Point Show. And then today at noon, Brandon Bean speaks with the media. That will be carried live here on WGR and lead right into the One Bills Live, which is broadcasting live from training camp. Coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher, brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right. Tre'Davious White. I think it's a good point here. Jenna Cottrell of Buffalo Plus and WHM saying Tre White's about to be a star of Hard Knocks. That is totally an angle to hit.
Yep.
A guy that's been a star in the league, back with Buffalo. He's got personality. Absolutely, Tre White is a short list of who will be featured on it.
Yep. Who else? Ray Davis, I would expect a feature on with his involvement in Big Brothers, Big Sister. They really don't always feature the star, right? Like, not to say they won't pay any attention to Josh in this, but they like to go, they like to tell the stories of the guys that not everybody knows about. Pete Gwelly, Bill's COO, said on WBEN this morning that there will, they're only at the old Highmark Stadium, just the games between now and the end. So if you were, like, maybe you were thinking there might be, like, a farewell event or something, that will just be the Bills games.
Very good.
There won't be, like, a farewell concert or anything.
We're going to go out onto the field. We're going to watch practice.
Yep.
We're going to come back with hot takes tomorrow because it's hot.
It's very bright.
It is very bright.
Probably going to walk to my car and get some sunglasses.
I walked out of the house looking for my sunglasses. The clock was ticking. I do not have them today. Rough one.
This guy didn't bring a jacket for the morning. It didn't bring the sunglasses for the afternoon.
What can I say? I'm low maintenance, baby. I just show up.
You'll be able to see.
You're right.
Well, you will. You just have to stand on the one side of the field.
That's right. I'll be. You know what? I'll ask the trainers for some eye black.
I think that only works to so much, though.
I don't know.
Right?
Well, I'm just going to do it.
You ever worn eye black?
Probably. Yeah.
I think I wore it in high school football, but like in a game where it wasn't even sunny, so everyone was probably just doing it for the look of it.
Yeah, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to be the first ever media member rocking eye black on the sidelines.
Do players wear eye black still?
Some do.
Who wears eye black? Ray Lewis wore eye black. Since him. who still wears is out there wearing eye black in the NFL?
That's good. Russell Wilson? Why is he popping my head as a guy that still wears eye black?
I don't know if he still does. By the way, he was just named the starting quarterback by Brian Daboll.
He was.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. What else? Brandon Bean noon today. Tune in for that. And we're back here tomorrow.
I didn't realize, by the way, if you were listening to that Sean McDermott press conference, he got the last question he got about Marv Levy. And I hadn't realized that Marv is turning 100 in like 2 weeks.
100?
Or a week and a half. Yeah, Marv Levy's 100th birthday is coming up August 3rd.
I would have guessed. I thought I was going to guess like 95. Like, all right, here we are. We're at
100.
Wow.
It's still going. Still going. He's out there doing his cameos, I still see. He's up and moving around.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody who joined in on the if you're on YouTube watching, hit subscribe. Jump in, subscribe. And, you know, we're here a bunch throughout training camp and, of course, throughout the season. But we'll bring you the very latest, expecting to talk to coaches as we go and more guests as we continue. I'll line up some guests today. That's what today is, walking the field, watching practice, lining up our guests for the rest of the week. So happy to have you. Good times. Back here tomorrow for Bills training camp. It'll be day two. We're going to go watch day one, and stay tuned. Sal Capaccio is going to update you throughout the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Derek as well. This has been day one of training camp coverage from St. John Fisher on WGR.